You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Today we end our series, When Questions Are Answers, and we've been looking at the questions that Jesus would ask the people. When people would ask Jesus a question, most of the time, ang sagot din ni Lord, question din. Diba? And sabi nila, no, may mga tanong. Sino dito may asawa na? You're married? Okay. Now, may mga tanong daw yung mga asawa natin na minsan wala talagang tamang sagot. Yung lose-lose situation na hindi, yung it's better na lang not to answer daw. Tulad ng mga tanong na, honey, pag namatay ba ako, mag-asawa ka ba ulit? Ayan, mga trick question yan. Di ba? Kahit anong sagot mo dyan, nako, alright, mahirap sagutin yan, di ba? Mag-asawa ka ba? O baka, ha? O, hindi na. Hindi, nasabi mo na eh. Talo ka na, no? O yung bang ano, check mo nga to, honey, mukha bang mataba sa suot ko? Nako, wag mong sasagutin yan. Pag sinabi mong, ah, medyo. Ha? Tama na ako. Ayan, depressed na yan buong linggo. Alright, so, dapat nasagot dyan, nako, yung sabon, papalitan ko na yung sabon, talaga nag-shrink mga clothes natin dyan. Yan ang sagot dyan. Ito, mahirap to. Naglalakad ka sa mall, honey, napansin mo yung dumaan? Maganda ba siya? Ay, nako! Pag yan, sinagot mo. Ayan. Max ang credit card mo niyan after. Alright. Dapat ang sagot dyan, ano? Sa meron? Ikaw lang yung maganda nakikita ko dito. Tapos, yung mga tanong na, honey, di ba sabi nila, pag habang tumatanda, gumaganda? So, gumaganda ba ako? Nako. Hindi, tumatanda ka lang. Alright. Tayo mga, ano, no, tayo, we as people, we love to ask questions that are actually trap questions or in a way, questions that would, na tayo palaging lamang, di ba? Kaya nga si Lord lagi, pag may mga ganun tayong tanong, di ba? Ang hilig natin magtampo kay Lord, ang dami nating tanong kay Lord. Lord, bakit ganun? Lord, bakit walang promotion? Lord, bakit ganyan? Bakit siya na-bless ako? Hindi, Lord, tatampo ako sa'yo, Lord. Si Lord, binabalik ulit yung tanong sa atin, di ba? Yung week one, who do you say I am? Yeah? Eh, sino nga ba ako? Yeah? Tapos yung next week, di ba? Yung, why are you afraid? Minsan mga tanong natin, Lord, di ba, ba't di mo ako Lord, tatakot talaga. Eh, why are you afraid? Last week, we talk about why do you call me Lord, Lord? Yan, dami nating request kay Lord. Tapos pag di nasagot, tampo tayo. Tapos sabi ni Lord, eh, ba't mo pa ako tinawag na Lord kung ikaw din masusunod? Ikaw na lang, Lord. Di ba? And so it's all the questions that we ask, most of the time si Jesus may sagot. At ang sagot niya sa atin, isang katanungan din. He asks us back. And today, the question is, do you want to get well? Right? Let's just bow down our heads and pray. Father, we commit this time to you. Lord, even as we talk about healing, I pray, Lord, that even through the preaching of your word, even habang wala pang prayer time, Lord, your spirit will already move and touch bodies and heal sickness and diseases. Lord, we are expectant of your presence and the power of God to move over our bodies today. And Lord, not just bring healing to us, but an understanding of your nature and understanding of your power. Lord, and also that you have empowered us as Christians, Lord, to go out and be ministers of healing to those who are sick. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, now we're going to John 5. We'll look at this story in the Bible about healing. And we'll read through the story and we'll make some comments along the way. And then we'll have some ministry time after we look at the scripture. In John 5, if you have your Bibles with you, chapter 1, it says, after there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool in Aramaic called Bethesda, which is five roof colonnades. So what's special about this pool? Right? In this lay a multitude of invalids, o mga may sakit, the blind, the lame, and the paralyzed. One man was there, had been an invalid for 38 years. veteran na siya dito sa pool, pero sabi kasi nila, every time the water is stirred up, ang ginagawa ng mga may sakit, they jump to the pool and they get healed. But there was this guy, 38 years, imagine, 38 years, invalid, cannot walk, cannot move, has a hard time. I don't know to what extent, pero mukhang major invalid to. Okay? Medyo hirap na hirap to because for 38 years, waiting for healing to happen. And so, they were in this pool, lahat po may sakit, and then he was waiting there for 38 years, and then Jesus came. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been there a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be healed?" So may sakit, itong invalid for 38 years, nilapitan ni Lord, sabi ni Lord, "Anyare?" Yeah. Sabi niya, "Gusto mo bang gumaling?" Yeah. Eh, may sakit na nga, eh, no? Siguro yung itsura nakaganon na. "Gusto mo bang gumaling?" Di ba? Obvious naman yung sagot, pero tinanong ni Lord, no? "Gusto mo bang gumaling?" At actually, funny yung sagot niya. The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I'm going, another steps down before me." So parang kumukulo ata yung tubig, according to the stories, and then when they jump, they actually get healed. Eh, hindi siya makapunta kasi nga, hindi nga siya makagalaw. So yun yung problema niya. Sabi niya, "Nobody can actually help me." So nung tinanong ni Lord, "Gusto mo bang gumaling?" Di niya sinagot yes, di rin niya sinagot yung no. Nagbigay lang siya ng rason kung bakit hindi siya makapunta sa pool. Sabi niya, "Galaw na ako ng galaw, 30 years na. Malapit na ako, siguro 30 more years." Di ba? He was having a hard time. He couldn't go and he had no friends to help him dive to the pool. So, Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your bed and walk." And at once, the man was healed, instantaneous healing. And he took up his bed and walked. Now, that day was the Sabbath. So, ano nangyari? So the Jews said to the man who had been healed, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to take up your bed." Kasi sabi ni Lord, di ba, "Get up, take up your bed, and walk." Nung nakita gumaling siya, hindi pa natawa, sabi nila, "Ba't ka naglalakad na may kama? 38 years, di ba? Parang, yan ang napansin nyo, yung kama ko? Hindi yung naglalakad ako." But he answered them, "The man who healed me, that man said to me, take up your bed and walk." So he says, "May lalaki, sabi lang sa akin, tayo daw ako, tumayo ako. Wala pala ako sakit for 38 years. Hindi, lang. Gumaling ako. Hindi ko alam sino nagsabi nito. The man who said it, just take up your bed and walk." Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, take up your bed and walk?" Napaka-importante yung source, no? Kung saan nang galing. Sino yan? Sino nagsabi? Now, the man who had been healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn as there was a crowd in the place. So, hindi rin alam nung tao kung sino yan. Sino si Jesus? Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See your well. Sin no more, that nothing worse may happen to you." Now, some observations in this story. Number one, we would see in this story, Jesus took the initiative to make the invalid well. It was a pool with hundreds of sick people. It's like this place, we're around 700 here. Out of the 700 sick people, Jesus focuses on one and says, "I think I'm going to heal this one." Right? Pinagaling niya, sinabihan niya lang, "Do you want to get well?" "Eh, hindi nga ako eh." "Tumayo ka." Tumayo, gumaling. Tapos umalis si Jesus kasi baka pagkaguluan. Dahil lahat doon may sakit. Diba? Hindi na pala kailangan mag-dive sa pool, nandoon na si Jesus. So, umalis siya agad. Pero makita mo, si Jesus ang gumawa ng initiative. He initiated the healing. He asked the invalid, "Do you want to get well?" When Jesus saw the invalid, he wanted to heal him. Now, this doesn't mean God cannot heal everyone. But there are times that we don't know how God thinks and how God operates. And so he chooses one out of the hundreds and he heals this one. This was an indication that Jesus was able and willing to heal anybody he likes. Siguro pinili niya to 38 years na to nag-aantay eh. So nilapitan niya. Now, hindi ko rin alam yung rason bakit niya nilapitan. Pero nilapitan niya yung isang taong hindi siya kilala. Tapos pinagaling niya. This is just like our relationship with the Lord. Pag makita mo ang relationship natin with the Lord, it is the Lord who initiates the relationship. Bible talks about us being sinners, how we don't love God and how we don't understand God, that no one seeks God. On our own default mode, we don't want God. But it is God who takes the initiative to start that relationship with us. It's the same way with healing. Some of us, when you really look at our life, do we actually want to get well? But Jesus heals us anyway. Marami tayong kailangan mga lifestyle change na gawin, di ba? Pag tinanong, do you want to get well? Di ba? Sakit na nung puso mo, di ba? May cholesterol na, nag-chicharon ka. Tapos, do you want to get well? Of course, ano ka ba? Siyempre. Di ba? Pero do you really want to get well? Di ba? Pero ang bait nga ni Jesus sa atin kasi si Jesus nag-initiate kahit mahilig ka sa chicharon, papagalingin ka niya. Pero mamaya may sasabihin siya, no? May note pa tayo. May continuation yung chicharon story natin. Alright? And so, he takes the initiative. Not because the man was good. It wasn't. He just chose the man out of his sovereignty. He was the Lord. He chooses anyone he wants. And he heals this man. Second thing that we could see is the man did not have faith in Jesus. He didn't even know who Jesus was. Now, this is something interesting, no? Kasi most of the time, sinasabi, kaya hindi ka gumaling kasi wala kang faith. Eh, ito, hindi kilala si Lord. Pinagaling. Diba? Nung tinanong, sino ba? May tao, may lalaki. Sabi lang, tumayo ako eh. Hindi ko nga kilala eh. Kaya binalikan ni Lord eh. Alam mo paano nalaman ni Lord na siya yung lalaki na yun, no? Nung binalikan, may hawak na kama eh. Di ba? So, halata-halata kung sino. Ayan yun, may hawak na kama. Okay? Di ba? Pero, sabi ng isang pastor namin. Okay. Now, he didn't know the Lord, but Jesus healed him. Now, different stories in the Bible. There was one woman bleeding for 12 years. Jesus said, your faith has healed you. The other one, they had friends, took their friends to the Lord, and the faith of his friends healed him. This one, it was the faith of Jesus that healed him. Now, pag tinignan mo, no, but ganun? Kasi kay Lord, ganito yan. No? Kay Lord, walang formula. Eh. Kay Lord, hindi mo alam. Eh. Hindi mo pwedeng back si Lord. Ganito lang, magmumove si Lord. Dapat sa luneta. Doon, malakas ang anointing. Hindi. Okay? O dapat sa simbahan para gumaling. O dapat sa ganyan para gumaling. Oy, dapat pastor ang mag-lay hands dyan para gumaling. Ay, dapat may oil. Dapat command. Di, wag mo command. Dapat pray mo. Ang dami nating formula ginagawa. Di ba? But at the end of the day, the common denominator is God's nature is to heal. He is willing and He is able to heal. We cannot box God. We don't know how He will move. Kaya dito natin, makakambante tayo, there's no hopeless case in the Lord. Because you don't know how God will move. I do not know when the healing power would just flow. I don't know. It just happens. There are people that we prayed for and there are hundreds of stories already in our church in the past 6 years that has been healed. And we have also stories of people whom we prayed for and died. Di ba? Pero hindi ibig sabihin yan na pag nag-pray ako, tapos yung last three people na pinag-pray ko namatay, Lord, ano ba to? Curse ba ang kamay ko? Hindi. I still do it. Why? Because it's not about me. It's not me. I step out in faith and I pray. Akin personally lang, no? Habang hindi ka papatay, may pag-asa pa. Ibig sabihin, I could pray and believe God and stand with you in faith for healing, even supernatural healing, even if the doctors give you 3 days. We'll believe God for healing, right? I won't pray a prayer of death upon you. I'll pray a prayer of life upon you. Now, if God takes you after 3 days, you're with God. But if God doesn't take you, yes, thank you, right? But our job is to go out there and minister healing to people and pray for people. Si Lord nang bahala kung papagalingin niya o hindi, right? Pero dapat tayo, ano tayo? We move in faith. Let's not move in fear when we pray for other people. We have a story of a girl here who went to church, stage 4 cancer. Months to live. Sabi, 2 months to live. After a year, she's still alive. In fact, pakonti ng pakonti yung cancer cells niya. It's actually a miracle how she has improved dramatically. People would even say when they meet her, parang, ha? May cancer ka. Hindi halata. Hindi talaga halata. Right? Ibig sabihin, but yeah, she goes through the pain. She goes to chemotherapy. But doctor says she has months to live and it's now a year and she's still alive. We have another one, stage 3 breast cancer. Healed also. During prayer and fasting, she prayed and she was healed. Okay? Ngayon, hindi mo alam. Yung iba sa prayer and fasting, yung iba wala lang, nagwa-worship lang. Yung iba, hindi nga kilala si Lord, pinagaling. So now, there's no way I can say this is how God moves, this is the formula, this is the step, because God doesn't move that way. We cannot, you know, define the parameters on how God can move. God can move. Right? I've seen so many ways. Yung iba may blow. Di ba? Yung iba may ganyan. Iba may magic wand. Di ba? Or whatever. I don't know how, but here's what I know. God is able and willing to heal. So we cannot box God. Let's not say this is the only way. This is the victory way. There's no victory way. There's no other church way. It's always stepping out in faith and praying and believing God for healing to happen. We have one of our city councilors, Concejal Warren Villa, who was believing God for a baby. We met 2 years ago. It was his birthday. So I go, Conce, treat kita for dinner. And they told the story how they wanted to have a baby. And we said, you know, let's just pray. Let's believe God. We prayed for the baby to come. Lord, I pray, Lord, that baby would come. We don't know what will happen. They went back to the doctor. And here's the summary of the doctor. Warren, you have 8% chance. Your wife has an 8% chance of getting pregnant. It's close to impossible that she'll get pregnant. But, you know, Concejal Warren said to the doctor, but you know what? My God can do it. Okay, siguro tawa-tawa lang yung doktor niya, no? Say, ito na naman ang mga religious, no? Di ba? And really, they ask for prayers in their church. He attends GIL in Music Museum. And so, they ask for prayer. Last year, I got a call and said, my wife's pregnant. Yeah? And actually, just three weeks ago, dedication ng anak niya. No, so naging ninong pa ako nung anak. Sumabit pa ako doon. No, pero it's an 8% chance. It means it's a 92% improbability. Lalim noon, kinalculate ko pa 'yon, okay? There's 92% chance that it won't happen. 'Di ba? But God made it happen. Why? Because God is a God of second chance. Okay, wala. Kinunek lang. Wala namang ibig sabihin nun. Okay. But what it means is, I cannot box God. I cannot limit God. Yes, doctor would say this percent. But, you know, whose report will you believe? Isa pang mga, isang doctor na napakagaling ngayon, no, na lahat tayo lagi natin kinoconsult. Si Dr. Google. Di ba? Pag may sakit, lagi natin ginugugle yung sakit. When my mom had stage 2 cancer, lung, all of us were so, it was the first time in our family, so parang, wow, wala sa C family, hindi kami sanay na may cancer sa family. So, we went to Google, we consulted Google, and Google said that lung cancer, okay, is one of the second, I think, the second fastest cancer, okay, in the body, if it spreads, you know, bilis niyan. So, dapat decide ka na agad. And doon sa pagkaintindi namin, sa pagkabasa namin, sabi, a cancer survivor sa lung, 5 years. So kami lahat pa, 5 years? No matter good or not, ang doctor namin, 5 years na lang si mama. So kami magkakapatid, 5 years. Anong gagawin natin? Mag-abroad na tayo. Pakainin na natin si mama. Every day, kasama na lang natin siya. Mag-piece of air, go, book. Okay. Buti na lang yung father-in-law ko, doctor. So nung tinanong namin sa kanya, sabi ni Dr. Google, 5 years. Sabi, mali pagkaintindi nyo. Ha? Sabi, ibig sabihin, pag si mama lumampas ng 5 years, pantay-pantay na kayo lahat. On the 6th year, kung anong tumama sa'yo, pwedeng tumama sa kanya, pwedeng mauna ka pang mamatay sa kanya. Yun ang ibig sabihin. Kaya ang goal ng doktor, lumampas ng 5 years yung isang may cancer survivor para same level playing field ulit. Yeah, hindi na siya sa cancer. Pwede nang hindi sa cancer yung cause ng death niya. Pwedeng trend o boost, di ba? Or, di ba, ibig sabihin, pantay-pantay na kayo, okay? Or saging, di ba? Na nadulas, or whatever. Pantay-pantay kayo. Ah, yun pala ibig sabihin nun. Isipin mo, no, minsan kasi nagmamagaling tayo, lalo na yung mga hindi doktor. No? Tapos mas magaling pa tayo sa doktor, tapos nagwo-worry tayo, iyak na tayo ng iyak. Yung pala, walang kwenta ang iyak natin, tagal pa ng drama, mahal kita, ganyan. Ah. Tapos nung nalaman mo, awkward na sabi ko yun, di ba? Kasi kala mo mamamatay na. Sabihin mo na, kahit wala pang cancer, para hindi na awkward yung situation, di ba? What it means is, don't box God. And don't think God's Word and Google or Wikipedia is the same. It's not. Wikipedia, you use that for academic research. Okay? Yeah. Cut and paste lang, no? All right. Again, don't box God. I cannot box God. When it comes to healing, I don't know how He'll move. I just step out in faith and I believe God for healing to come. Thirdly, third observation we could see is Jesus healed the invalid by grace. Okay? Pinagaling ni Jesus yung may sakit by the grace of God. How? When Jesus asked the man, "Do you want to get well?" His answer was not yes or no. But instead, he talked about his inability of his own efforts to obtain healing. Di ba minsan tayong ginagawa natin, ang una nating ginagawa kung may sakit tayo is gagawin natin lahat humanly possible para gumaling. Bigla kang Mr. Organic guy ka na, lahat organic, naliligo ka, mineral water gamit mo, di ba? Lahat talaga gagawin mo para lang matanggal yung magde-detoxify ka, mag-exercise ka na, di ba? Lahat gagawin mo to obtain your healing. Pero yun nga, pati doctors, no? Makita mo, pati ang doctors, may limit eh. Hindi mo ma-explain eh. Di ba? Kaya sa kanya, wala na to. Hindi ko na alam anong gagawin ko. 38 years na ako nandito. Ginawa ko na lahat. I beg, I've asked, I've inched closer to the pool, but nothing's happening. You know, that's the place where God wants us all the time. A point of total dependency on Him and not on others. Kasi tayo, hanggang may slim chance pa na hindi kailangan si Lord, busy si Lord eh. Yeah. Dito tayo. Yeah. But God wants us in that place of total surrender before Him. You see, you cannot fight this battle alone. Don't think may sakit ka, hindi. Magpapalakas ako, papakita ko malakas ako. Hindi ka nga malakas, may sakit ka nga. Di ba? Ang lakas na kailangan mo, supernatural, hindi physical. Yung peace na nabibigay ni Lord sa'yo, for you to overcome that sickness and disease. Jesus healed the invalid by grace. Yung wala ka na magawa. Yung sa anak ko nga, yung ano niya, ang sakit ng anak ko noon, kaya na surgery, less than 1 month old, was pyloric stenosis. Pagka ginugal mo yung pyloric stenosis, sobrang rare siya sa Pilipinas. Sa St. Luke's daw, one case every year. So January 1 pumasok yung anak ko, kumota ang St. Luke's dahil sa amin. Galing, no? January 1, binigay na ni Lord para wala na magkaroon pang iba. My son saved the world. Nak! Okay. Tapos pagka ginugal mo pa sa pyloric stenosis, happens to Caucasian people. What? Am I really Caucasian? Sabi ng doktor, pacheck natin kung may Caucasian. Alam ko, Dok, alam ko, mistiso nga talaga ako. Alam ko yan eh. Di ba? So nagpa-blood test pa kami para makita kung Caucasian nga talaga. Hindi, loko lang. No. Pero yun, di ba? Parang wala na eh. Ano pang ano? Hindi siya Asian. Rare siya. Sa lahat na pwedeng bigyan. Yung anak ko pang special ang binigyan niya ng special sickness, di ba? Hindi special. Kid yung anak ko. Special sa amin. Okay. So, but again, we've come to an end to ourselves. Wala na eh. Dok, di na ang gagawin. It's beyond us. We did everything we could. We can. Right? And I believe that's the same way with our walk with God. And that's the message of the Bible. We cannot do this on our own. Everything is by the grace of God. Kaya nga when healing comes, you know it's the grace of God. God is giving you another chance. God is prolonging your life. Why? Because you're so good? No, not really, but because He's good. Because you have a purpose? Maybe. Maybe. We don't know. But God's grace gives you an extension of that life. Furthermore, Jesus did not tell the person to turn away from sin before He would heal him. Hindi sinabi ni Jesus, sige, I'll heal you. But before you get up your mat and walk, sige, repent. Repent of your sin. Itong listahan, anong kasalanan mo? Hindi. Hindi niyo tinanong, no? Alam niya, makasalanan to. Hindi siya kilala. Hindi ito God worshiper. Hindi ito Jesus worshiper. Sabi, get up your mat and walk. You see, he healed him first even before asking him to repent of his sin. Walang ganon. Actually, umalis na si Lord. Binalikan lang ni Lord. Diba? You know, it's by the grace of God. He healed him first and only afterwards that he told the man to turn away from his life of sin. He heals not because we're good, but because he is good. Sabi nga sa Romans 2:4, no, it is his loving kindness that leads us to repentance. Nagre-repent daw ang isang tao, hindi dahil takot siya kay Lord, kundi dahil napakabait ni Lord. Kaya tayo nagre-repent. In fact, in the Old Testament, makikita natin si God was in the business of healing people. Not just healing people, but saving them from their sin. In Isaiah 53, verse 4 to 5, it says, surely has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Kinukuha daw ni Lord, pati yung emotional natin, sickness. Yet we esteem him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. Pero grabe raw, anong kapalit? He went through suffering. He was pierced for our transgression. Transgression is another term for sin. He was crushed for our iniquities, another term for sin. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. And with his wounds, we are healed. The Bible talks about when God went to the cross, died on the cross, he did not just heal us from our sickness, he saved us from our sins. Kaya may mga instances sa New Testament nung sinabi ni Lord, di ba? Go, your sins are forgiven. Sabi ng mga Pharisees, kapal, kapal. Sabi niya, your sins are forgiven. Nakapagpatawad siya ng kasalanan. Alam ni Lord, di ba? Kasi all-knowing siya. Ano sabi ni Jesus? Ano mas madali sabihin? Take up your mat and walk or go and your sins are forgiven. What's the meaning of that? Hindi dahil mas mahaba to, tapos mas maiksi. Hindi. Ibig sabihin ni Lord, ultimately, ang taong na-heal, mamamatay din yan. Alam niyo yung lumabas na stat last week no, on the mortality rate of the Philippines? Lahat daw ng Pilipino mamamatay one of these days. It's nothing new. All of us will die. May nakita ka na ba from the New Testament hanggang ngayon buhay pa rin? Sipin mo kung si Lazarus buhay pa rin ngayon, no? Nagpakita. Sino ka? Lazarus from the New Testament. Ah, di ba? Wow, you've been born again, 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 again. Huh? Yeah. Parang iba sa atin dito, born again, 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 again. Sino gusto maging Christian? Nandito next, tas next week, nandito ulit. Yeah. Sino ulit maging Christian? Ako. Oh, ba't lagi ka nandito? Eh, tinanggap ko si Lord, tapos tinatanggal ko siya pag Monday. So, napaborn again, 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 again. But Jesus healed because of grace, and ultimately what He wants is for us to be saved. Why? Because all of us will die ultimately. And there's an eternal destination we'll all have, heaven or hell, to be in His presence or to be not in His presence. Matthew 8:16-17 actually alluded to Isaiah 53. Sabi doon, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him and drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken to the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and bore our diseases. So when Jesus was in the New Testament time, casting out demons and healing the sick, sabi ni Matthew, it was actually to fulfill the prophecy Isaiah made that by His wounds, we are healed. Ibig sabihin, yung ginawa ni Lord sa cross 2,000 years ago was actually for our physical healing. But it wasn't just for our physical healing. In 2 Peter 2:24, hindi ko nalagay sa keynote, no? If you have your Bibles, or just write down, 1 Peter 2:24, it says, He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By His wounds we have been healed. 1 Peter 2 was saying, Jesus died on the cross not just to heal us, but to save us. And they allude and went back to the prophecy that was made in Isaiah. Jesus doesn't just want you healed. Jesus wants you to find not just physical life in Him, but eternal life in Him. Salvation and healing are very much tied up together. Yeah, God several times talks about healing and salvation and connect it as one. there was a story of a pastor, si Tony Campolo, famous pastor in the 90s, in his church in Oregon. He prayed for a sick man who had cancer. And then that week, Tony Campolo received a call from the wife and said, "Pastor, my husband, the one that you prayed for who had cancer, he had cancer." So akala nung ni Pastor Campolo, wow, he had cancer. So, ano, natanggal na. Pero sabi ng wife, no, he died. So the pastor felt really terrible, but she continued, "Don't feel bad. When he came into your church, he was a very angry man. He was angry with God. He was questioning God. He was cursing God because God did not heal him of cancer. He wanted to see his children and his grandchildren grow up. The more his anger grew towards God, and the more miserable he was to everybody around him. It was an awful thing to be in his presence. But the lady told the pastor, he said, "Pastor, after you prayed for him, a peace had come over him like a joy, like a flood of joy coming into him. He says, the last 3 days he was alive had been the best days of our lives. We sang, we prayed, we worshiped. They've been wonderful days, and I call to thank you for laying hands on him and praying for healing." And then she said something incredibly profound in the end. She said, "Pastor, he wasn't cured, but he was healed." You see, again, we've seen so many miracles happen. Exage yung mga miracles na nakita na namin sa church. Whether it's as simple as a back pain or as big as cancer, we've seen people healed. At the same time, we've seen people die. And it's both sides. Again, I could not box God. I could not say, siguro dahil wala eh. Wala doon eh. Nasa object talaga ng faith eh. Kung anong plano ng, kaya babalik to sa, parang dikit to sa week 3 eh. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? We're praying to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We're praying to the divine healer. But sometimes He takes people away. And who am I to say, "God, why? Why didn't it work?" Maybe it really worked, but He wanted the man to be in His presence. Di natin alam eh. And again, I go back being reassured of what God says. Ultimately, it's not the healing, but the salvation of this people. Psalms 103, verse 2 to 3 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease." I believe Jesus is asking us a question right now. Do you want to get well? Gusto mo bang gumaling? Ganda nung ending ng kwento eh. Diba? Binalikan niya yung lalaki, sabi niya to the man, "You know, go and sin no more. It means you found me, live in me." On the other side, there's another aspect to that, yung go and sin no more. Marami kasi sa atin, gusto natin ng prayer for healing, pero may grace to heal, pero to the grace to live a healthy life, ayaw natin. Gusto lang natin healing. Diba? At the end of the day, temple pa rin tayo ng Holy Spirit. Yung iba sa ating cathedral, no? Ng Holy Spirit. Okay? Pero, babalik at babalik yan eh. Diba? Parang sa doktor, every November kasi may annual physical check-up kami. Yan yung kinakatukotan kong buwan, yung November. Okay? Kasi nga, malalaman ko na naman yung ano, yun. Oh, malalaman ko lahat ng mga vital statistics ko. Okay, kung okay ba o hindi, kamusta na yung uric acid ko, fatty na ba yung liver ko, di ba? And all of these things, and I'm young, I'm 25, so, I'm 33, okay, I'm turning 34. But I'm young, but you know, sometimes you look at these results and say, ano ba to? Yeah. Ang galing, ang excited ko mag-pray for, ano eh, "Lord, Lord, pray ko talaga, Lord, natanggalin mo to." Minsan may mga dati, 2-3 years, "Uy, medyo magbobol. Let's believe God in faith. Pray ka for healing." Diba? Tapos gumanda yung statistics mo. Nung gumanda na, sabi ni Lord, "Go and sin no more." Tayo, baliktad. "Oh, maganda na. Pwede nang humata ulit." Diba? Ay, talagang babalik ulit yan. Diba? So, there's that part, diba? And we've been, by the grace of God, trying, by the grace of God, not by our own efforts, to live healthy. And we want also to be a testimony. Alam niyo naman kami dito sa Greenies, diba? Pag magpapastor ka dito, may age requirement at saka weight requirement dati. So binababa namin yung weight requirement namin. Kaya kami nag-uusap ni Pastor Lee, Pastor Larry, Pastor Bojo, oy, ano tayo? Let's really try our best, brothers, to be healthy, di ba? Kasi nandito tayo sa harapan every week. Tapos, di ba? Yun, alam niyo na, okay? Yun. Tapos hindi na kasi mga damit natin. Okay, and everything, and we want to live healthy and strong. Why? Because of the also the demands of ministry. Pati tayo, demands of family, demands of work, demands of ministry. Hindi lang kami yan, ha? Kayo, lalo na kayo. Na nagtatrabaho 6 hours a week. Six days a week. Sarap, no? Prayer ko din yun. Okay. Di ba? 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. Di ba? You cannot afford not to, di ba, live healthy. And it's hard. Dapat mas conscious tayo sa kinakain natin. Like ako, conscious na ako ngayon pag kumakain ko, kunyari may lechon. Conscious ako, lechon to. Tapos, yeah. Conscious ako eh. Yeah. Hindi, conscious ako. Ibig sabihin, nagbabawas ka. Pwedeng kumain, pero wag excessive, di ba? Yung lifestyle, wag tayo mag... Anyway, you know all those things. I think all of us know that. But again, di ba, ang hirap eh. Oh Lord, supernaturally, bring down my sugar levels so that I won't be diabetic. Gumanda, nag-normalize. Ayan, todo ka na naman. So, drinks, ganyan. Go and sin no more. Di ba? Ibig sabihin, ano na tayo? By grace. Hindi ko sinasabi madali ito, ha? Alam niyo naman ako. Di ba? Ganun din naman ang struggles ko. Sa ano mga dito, sa harapan. Actually, dahil sa mga dini-disciple namin, mahilig kumain eh. Nag-blame pa eh, no? Si Victor kasi may restaurant eh. So, nasaan na ba ako? Ayun, go and sin no more. It's just, Lord, I need help in this. Yeah, I need help in my health because I want to play with my grandkids in the future. You know, I want to stay strong in ministry. I want to be preaching on fire as ever, even when I'm 50, 60, 70 years old. You know, just continue doing what I'm doing, loving what I'm doing. And again, it goes back to that, go and sin no more. It's taking that effort to, by the grace of God, to say, tama na to. Yeah. Usong-usong ngayon. Grabe yung lung cancer ngayon. Ang dami. Nung mami ko, nagkaroon, mas na-conscious kami. Daming may ganun. Diba? Ano yan eh? Exposed ka sa smoking o nag-i-smoke ka. Ngayon, may billboard pa sa EDSA. Bawat stick, 10 seconds of your life. Diba? Maraming reminder na sa atin si Lord. Diba? Eh, hindi naman stick-stick ang binubuga natin. Diba? Minsan, pak-pak. Diba? So, how many seconds of your life? And if you start to see that, no, na, wow, God wants me healed. Not just healed, but healthy. The prayer becomes different also. Yeah, so, yun lang yung prayer ko. No? Pag-pray nyo rin ako, tapos wag na kayo bigay ng sweets sa akin. Dela ka lang. Tanggapin ko, misis ko kakain nun. Okay? But, again, on that, go and sin no more. And at the end of the day, ultimately, aside from healing, is the salvation of people. You want people to know Christ and to put their life in Christ. Can I ask the worship team to come forward? We're going to have a ministry time. I ended early deliberately because we want to pray for those who are sick. We're going to believe God for healing. Again, as what I said, God is our ultimate healer. Okay? Huwag kayong maniwala sa report ng Google. Okay lahat yan, pero iba yung report ni Lord. Okay? Iba rin yung report ng doktor sa report ni Lord. But ultimately, the Lord is our physician, our divine healer, and He can heal our sickness and disease. Can we just all bow down our heads and pray? Father, we thank You. Lord, thank You for this time. Thank You again for reminding us that we cannot box You. We cannot limit You. We cannot control You. And Lord, because of that, we also know, Lord, that in Your wisdom and power, hindi ka gulat kung may sakit kami, hindi ka gulat kung may cancer kami. Hindi ka gulat, Lord, kung may nangyari sa puso namin. You're not surprised. You are in control. You are sitting on Your throne. You know what's happening and You have the power and the ability to heal people. And Lord, I thank You because today You've gathered us today here in this place. Not by accident, But Lord, you want to show your greater power and glory as you're going to come and visit sick bodies today. Lord, and as you would start to heal, Lord, our sicknesses and disease. I want us to do this today. If you're here today, you personally, you need prayer for healing. Meron kang sakit. Karamdaman, hindi kaibigan mo, hindi nanay mo, hindi kamag-anak mo, ikaw. You need healing. Right? I want you just to stand up right now and say, I need that and I need prayers for healing. Just stand up. We won't ask you to come forward because we don't have space here in front. But please stand. Right? Whether it's in your body, it's cancer, hindi ka makarinig, something wrong with your hearing, right? Something wrong with your muscles, you're diabetic, may scoliosis ka, may psoriasis ka, or whatever that is that you've been praying. And some of you, you've given up and you've said, nako, wala na, sabi ni Lord. Ah, sabi nung textbook, ba, wala na to, walang kagalingan to, walang gamot dito. Believe God for healing. Again, as long as you're alive, we're going to ask God to bring healing upon your bodies. Anybody else? Anybody else? Stand up. If you've been praying for something, maybe it's your heart, maybe it's your liver, maybe it's your muscles. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, if you're beside these people, can you lay your hands on them? Right. Maybe approach them. Approach them and ask them, what will I pray for? We're going to pray for healing. We're going to ask in Jesus' name to heal our brothers and sisters today. Right. Just approach these people who are standing up. Yung mga magpapapray, taas nyo lang kamay nyo para alam namin na kayo yung pinagpipray. Alright? So we know. So we'll know. Now, approach these people who need prayer. And I want you to ask them, what prayer are you asking for? And I want you to lay hands on the affected area of your brother or your sister right now. Baka may muscle pain siya. Just lay hands. Maybe may sakit sa ulo. Just lay hands on the head. Okay, and I want you right now to pray in Jesus' name. And just ask this sickness to leave. Now for those sitting down, just stretch out your hands and pray. Just pray right now. Just declare healing. Speak healing. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Right now, Father, we lift up to your brothers and sisters today. Lord, I thank you because you're the God who heals. Lord, that your healing is flowing upon their bodies today. Lord, we command any sickness and disease, even the malfunction of bodies, Lord, in the body system, Lord, to align by the will of God on how you've created it to be. Lord, even bones, Lord, that are not, Lord, na hindi pantay ang paa o ang kamay. Right now, Lord, we command healing to come. Lord, even those with scoliosis, Lord, we speak, Lord, over that back and that spine to align in the name of Jesus. I pray for drastic improvement to happen in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of you here right now, you have a problem with your hearing. If that's you, just lay hands on your ear. Lay hands on your ear. On the affected ear. I believe God wants to heal you right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask our brothers and sisters who have problems with hearing. Lord, we command, Lord, that their ears would open in the name of Jesus. Open up their ears right now in Jesus' name. That they may hear again. And they may hear clearly in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, for any kind of sickness and disease. Lord, whether it's our diabetic, Lord, or it's cholesterol levels. Lord, we pray, Lord, that it would, Lord, start, Lord, to normalize in the name of Jesus. Give us the grace to live healthy afterwards. Lord, I thank you. Thank you, Lord, that healing is flowing right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you because, Lord, you said in your word, you even commanded the disciples to go out and heal the sick, Lord, because it is your nature to heal. And you empowered each and every one of us here, Lord, to minister healing to our brothers and sisters today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give God a big hand. All right, you can take your seat. Let me pray just for one more group here. Sabi sa Psalms 103. Do not forget your benefits as children of God, who forgives all your sins and heals all your disease. right? Not just healing physically, but some of you, you want to know the Lord more. You want to be a Christian. You want your sins forgiven. You've never repented of your sin. Today is the day that you surrender to the King and say, Lord Jesus, I want you to rule and reign over my life. Lord, I know my sins, when I tell it to other people, they might not forgive me. But I know forgiveness is available through you, in you. Right? Can we just all close our eyes right now? If that's you today, you know sin is reigning in your heart. It's not Jesus reigning in your heart. And you're saying, I want to quit this life of sin. And I want to surrender my life to Christ this afternoon. Today's my day. I'm not going to delay it again. The Spirit of God has been speaking to you already every week, and you've been delaying it. Today is the day of your salvation. Today the Lord wants to save you. Today the Lord wants to do something supernatural in your life. Could you just lift up your hands if that's you? You're saying, that's me. I want Jesus. Yes. 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 Thank you. Just lift up your hands. Yes. Across the room. Yes. I see those hands. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you're doing something. Lord, you're doing something. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you just stand up right now, just those who lifted up their hands? Can I ask you to do something now? I know it would take more effort, but can I ask you to come forward? I want to personally pray for you. If you have your belongings with you, you can take your belongings with you. If you're with your family or your friends or those who invited you, pwedeng samahan niyo na rin sila para pag-pray natin. Alright? Alright, just come forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let me just pray. Can I ask some of our Victory Group leaders also to help as we pray? I want to personally pray for you. I believe you're making a major decision in your life today. Let's just stretch out our hands and pray. Lord, we thank you, God, for our brothers and sisters today. Lord, thank you for their decision to follow you. Lord, we know that following you entails, Lord, a lot of things that we need to do. But I thank you because the things that we need to do, we don't do it in our own power. It's through the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, and I thank you, Lord, that even sin has no longer any hold. Sin is no longer the master of my life because, Lord, you've forgiven me of all sins. Lord, I thank you right now. Lord, even as you've said, Lord, that if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Lord, you're not just bringing about physical healing, Lord, but there's spiritual transformation that's happening even now by faith. Lord, as we look in eyes of faith, as we pray a prayer of faith today to receive you, Lord, into our lives, I pray that you would transform us and change us. Gone is the old me. Lord, make me new. Transform me from this day on. Lord, I give my life to you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen. Let's give God a big hand. Can we all stand up right now? Let me just pray. Prayer blessing. Lord, I thank you for each and everyone here today. I thank you because you're the giver of life. You're our healer. Lord, that we can come to you, Lord, to receive healing. Lord, that we don't need a pastor to visit our house for healing. We can call on to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords to bring about healing. So I pray, Lord, for each and everyone here today. Empower us. Can you lift up your hands? Lord, empower these hands to minister healing. Lord, sa office mate namin may sakit. Lord, sa relatives namin may sakit. Gamitin mo itong mga kamay. Lord, even as we lay hands on the sick, they will get well. Thank you for the promise of healing. Thank you, Lord, because you want us well. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.